الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أملك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وابكي على خطيئتك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. In many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has enumerated His favors upon us. And there's countless favors of Allah Ta'ala. The greatest favor that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with is the favor of Iman. This is not anybody's achievement. It is not anybody's intelligence or anything to do with anyone's doing of any sort. It's purely Allah Ta'ala's favor, Allah Ta'ala's gift. After Asr, we were discussing incident where Abu Talib, what a support he was for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and as long as he was still around, the Quraysh didn't have the courage to come and try to harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in any way. That extent of support. But when the last moments came, so on the one side, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging him, inviting him towards Iman and encouraging him to recite the Kalima. And on the other side, Abu Jahl and his companions were there also. And they are taunting him in a way. أَتَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. Now in these last moments, you are now turning away from the way of Abdul Muttalib, and you want to do something else. So now this continued, but in the end, he even expressed this, and he said, had it not been that later on people will then talk about me in this manner, that مَا حَمَلَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِلَّا الْجَزَعَ. The only reason why he recited the kalima was actually he got afraid of death. So in other words, this fear led him to recite the kalima. So now, if fear led him to do it, meaning he wasn't courageous. Because a courageous person is not affected by fear. Fear doesn't come in the way for him. So now that may become a problem for me, because people will taunt me after I'm gone. Or the person is not even around to hear who's saying what and who may say something or not say something. But the lesson in all this was that he, despite his support for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the end he went on this note, na'uzu billah, he said, ala millati Abdul Muttalib, and left this world. That I am on the same path that Abdul Muttalib was. Meaning, he had no idea about Iman. He was on the way of the Quraysh, and that's where I am, and that's how he left. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then, on one occasion when Abbas radiallahu anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Abdul Muttalib did so much for you, and he supported you so much, he assisted you so much, what did you do for him now that he's gone? Did you help him in any way? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, yes, that I helped, I interceded on his behalf. And because of my intercession, he has been brought to the uppermost level of Jahannam, where the fire of Jahannam is only engulfing his feet. But this will continue perpetually. And the effect of this is such, يَغْلِي مِنْهُ دِمَاهُهُ, that his brains will be continuously boiling as a result of the heat of this fire on his feet. And the intensity of this will be such that he will think about himself that there is nobody in a worse punishment. Whereas, this is the least punishment that anybody will be meted out in Jahannam. And that is due to the shafa'at and intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was brought into the lesser level of punishment, but because of having left without iman, there won't be any salvation. There will never be any entry into Jannat. Now this is on the one side, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was such a support, etc. But unfortunately, this pride again, this pride came in the way, that what will people talk about me? So even if it means I don't do the right thing, but my circle must not think of me negatively. People who I associate with, they must not make any negative comments about me. This person didn't have courage in him, wasn't a brave person, fear came in the way, and he got carried away by fear, so then where's my bravery gone to? All those thoughts come in the way due to pride. And this pride came in the way as a result of which the person left without iman, got deprived of iman. But now in the light of this is for us to reflect. Who are we? What are we? And what did we deserve? But Allah Ta'ala out of His grace has seated us now in His house and allowed us to take His name, allowed us to perform salah, has made us mu'mineen, alhamdulillah, that is why we are here. So now to look at it in light of these realities, one is a person who had no, despite being very close in blood relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but was constantly on the side of harming him, etc., like Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. That is obviously despite the blood relationship, but they were extremely harmful to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they went to Jahannam. But even that person who supported so much, this became his end result because of his own pride. But where are we? What do we have? So it's only Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's favor. And we have to be constantly grateful for this, expressing the shukr verbally also. Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil iman. Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil islam. And then the real gratitude for this is that then we live our lives as per the dictates of this iman and islam. That is the real gratitude. That is shukr in reality. That Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this ni'mat, which is priceless. The entire universe can't equate one fraction of what this is all about. But now what's the dictates of this iman? How are we supposed to live our lives? So in the dictates of this iman, obviously the fara'is, the wajibat, all the things Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory upon us, all the things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered us to do in terms of a'mal, so obviously we have to fulfill that. And then together with that, the very, very crucial aspect is that Allah Ta'ala has also ordered us to stay away from many things, has made many things haram upon us. So just as it is compulsory to fulfill what Allah has ordained upon us, it is likewise compulsory to refrain from what Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And that is what taqwa is all about. That shunning the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what we have to keep reflecting. That how much have I now made this decision in my life to turn away from all the haram and come back to Allah Ta'ala. So the dictates of this iman is to fulfill all these commands of Allah Ta'ala, stay away from all the haram. And as an expansion of these dictates of iman, there are many ayat in the Quran Sharif and many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam which highlight certain aspects that look, do this and then inshallah you will be fulfilling the dictates of your iman. That you latch onto these things, then inshallah everything else will start falling into place. So now there are many different angles from which things are expressed. So on the one side is to do what has to be done, but then on the other side it's also important to look after what has been done. So a person is performing his salah, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Person is giving zakat, he is helping people, he is conducting himself with good akhlaq, alhamdulillah. But it's also now very important to look after this. So therefore in various ahadith we have been cautioned, look after certain things in order to look after this. Otherwise you'll lose it. So among the things that have been highlighted in many ahadith, one is the aspect of the tongue. In one hadith sharif, Uba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala an, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat? Man najat? What is the way to gain salvation, to be safe from all the fitnas? From all the fitnas, fitnas is a very broad concept. And fitna becomes a trial. A trial is also called a fitna. And in a trial, in a fitna, a person loses things. When he gets engulfed in that fitna, he loses a lot of things. A fitna wipes away many things. Trial comes in different ways and different. Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us from all trials and tribulations. But then it wipes out many, many things. Sometimes it wipes out material things. But then when it wipes out material things, and if Allah Ta'ala has given somebody the tawfiq of sabr, that is a loss on the one side. But that sabr may take him on a level that he couldn't reach with his amal. If he genuinely resigned himself to Allah Ta'ala and adopted the sabr as required, so the level and the position which may not have been within his grasp with his amal, the quality of his amal were not of that level, the quantity of his nawafil etc. were not of that level, but with the sabr Allah Ta'ala takes him to that level. So Allah Ta'ala brought about a test on him but gave him that sabr. That test might have been a loss of wealth, it might have been illness, it might have been something else. And this Allah has clearly spelt it out in the Quran Sharif that this will happen. We must keep asking for afiyat, asking Allah Ta'ala for safety. Allah has emphasized it, wala nabluwannakum, that we will most certainly test them. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. With fear, with hunger, with the loss of wealth, of crops. So all these things will happen. But if a person has adopted the correct reaction, the sabr that is required, then that becomes a very great blessing for him in the outcome of it. Though we are to always keep asking for afiyat. So in any case, coming back to what we were talking about, that to look after these things. So Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala an, when he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat? Now the Sahaba Kiram, they were living in an era and time which was a golden era. But despite being in the midst of every good, they were also very fearful. And they asked these questions out of concern, that mashallah, we are in this golden era. We are in this midst of every good. But if we are suddenly in a place and time when we don't have this environment, we are somewhere far away, or the time has passed on, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no more around. So this concern for their iman. Now we have a lot of concern for a lot of things, but how much of concern for the protection of our iman, the protection of our amal? So they used to ask these kind of questions. Man najat? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him three advices. That you want to safeguard whatever you have, you want to be safe from those fitnas that come and wipe out things. So one is fitnas that wipe out material things, but then sometimes fitnas come in such a way that it wipes people away from where they were in their deen. The amal gets all destroyed because of how they got engulfed in those fitnas. So now this is the aspect that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is highlighting. So the first thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, Amlik alayka lisanak. You want to be safe? Then if you want to be safe, then look after your tongue. You want to save your deeds, then look after your tongue. It sounds very nice, it feels very, that now this idle talk, and then in that idle talk, what not comes around, and ghibat starts, then we start passing comments against people, we start making our analysis of this person and that person, we start passing comments, we start saying things which doesn't harm anybody else in any way, but totally destroys us sometimes. That is the statements that come out of our tongues. And sometimes that one loose statement, it can really take us years back. Once, one of the Azwaj Mutahharat, now this was a learning curve that they went through. So they made some mistakes in the process of learning. But that was the kamal, that they made the mistake one time, they got corrected, and that way, that was the end of it. So once one of the Azwaj Mutahharat, she made a comment, a negative comment, against one of the other wives of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In that natural rivalry between co-wives, so this one statement came out. It wasn't anything of any vulgar nature or anything, but it nevertheless was in a way something belittling. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her, that this statement that you made, if this statement is put into the ocean, it will contaminate the waters of the entire ocean. Whereas that wasn't anything of the level of vulgarity, obscenity, the level of the kind of things that are said. Actually what was said was, it just made comment about somebody's lineage, which was, she had come from a Jewish lineage, but it was said in a little bit of a negative way. That Yahudiya, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this statement, if it's put into the oceans, it'll contaminate the water of the entire oceans. Now, the thing for us to reflect on, this was one statement, it wasn't something that was a lie, it wasn't ghibat, but yes, it was wrong. But this was a learning curve they went through. They learnt it once, they made amends, they sorted it out there and there, and that was the end of that issue. They never fell into that again. Now for us to reflect. And this is what the purpose of all these discussions are, to look within ourselves. One is to, mashallah, have all the theory, understand all the details, and memorize everything maybe, or whatever else. But what we took for ourselves, this is the mirror that we have to look into. These incidents in the Quran that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this is actually presenting a mirror for us. You look into this, that the nations of the past, what happened to them? You look into this mirror. Does anything of this apply to you? The people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, how they conducted themselves in business, and what they did and what they didn't do, and how they ended up, their destruction came. You look in this mirror and see whether anything of this applies to you. The people of Aad and their pride, man ashaddu minna quwwa, you look into this mirror and see, is this applying to you as well? It's Allah Ta'ala telling us, giving us this mirror. And likewise in the ahadith, all these various incidents that took place in the seerah and in the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, and how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them, highlighted so many things, cautioned them, corrected them. So all this is a mirror. The seerah is a mirror showing us, look, you want to also succeed, then look into this mirror. Where did the Sahaba, how did they conduct themselves, where they went forward? Now you want to succeed, follow this. There's this mirror for you. And then those who were on the fringes and they refused to take heed, and when they fell and how they fell. So look into this mirror. If you want to save yourself from that fall, then take heed from this. Look into this mirror. This is the purpose of studying the seerah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, and to gain this path out of it. So now for us to reflect now. Now this one statement, if it was put into the ocean, it will contaminate the waters of the ocean. Do we reflect how many statements we make in a day? But because we make it to people sometimes around us, sometimes who are under our authority, sometimes who outwardly are in need of us. Whereas we are all dependent on Allah Ta'ala. We are all the servants of Allah Ta'ala, and everybody is dependent on Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala has made the system of dunya that where some people are now subservient to others. So now because somebody is under our authority, or somebody we have the upper hand over them, it might be our wives, sometimes, unfortunately, our parents. Because of the desperation that they might be in, so now they can't say anything. Sometimes it might be anybody else. And now how many statements come out? And it just like fizzled out into thin air, like nothing happened. But did really nothing happen? Oh, Allah forbid, that statement is wiping out, is deleting so much of our amal. The reality of that will only open out on the day of Qiyamah. What happened? So now this is that message and lesson Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him. Amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue. Among the limbs that have been repeatedly highlighted in the Quran Sharif, the hearing, the sight, the eyes, and the heart. In the Quran Sharif, repeatedly this has been highlighted. Right from the inception, when the Quran speaks about the inception of insan, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers, you knew nothing, completely zero. But then, لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. Allah gave you hearing, gave you sight, and gave you a heart, the faculty of thinking actually. Because these are the tools of learning now. The child comes in this dunya knowing nothing. But these are the tools of learning. See something, starts registering over time. Okay, this is a person close to me. Now then gradually starts even understanding, this to my parents, this is somebody else, and starts hearing sounds. But all this is being processed by the faculty of thinking. And now gradually this takes its course and moves forward, and now this person becomes a one very highly specialized person in dunya. But where it started off from? And who allowed this process to take place? Which were the faculties Allah blessed with? If that child is born mute, is born deaf, is born blind, can't learn anything. So Allah allowed this to happen. So now Allah Ta'ala is highlighting it. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Remember, Allah gave you these faculties. And it is with these faculties that you then progressed and you learned. But then also remember, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. That your hearing, your sight, your heart, you are going to be questioned about it. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then not just that they will be asked about it. On the day of Qiyamah, initially one stage will come, a person will try to say his own things. He'll try to lie. But then his mouth will be sealed. Allah Ta'ala says, even his ears will testify against him. His eyes will testify against him. That what I was forced to look at. And this ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, such a great bounty. And what it was used for. And the heart, what was being cooked up in the heart, this will testify as well. All these things will testify. So like these limbs and faculties that Allah Ta'ala blessed us with are very great bounties of Allah Ta'ala, then everything Allah has blessed us with is priceless. But the highlights that Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention, these aspects, likewise in the Hadith Sharif, is this matter of controlling the tongue. Such a great ni'mat of the tongue, but if it is not controlled, it can become a weapon of mass destruction. So one tongue can cause so much of damage. So now this is a thing to learn in this Mubarak month. It's very easy to just let things fly. Very easy to just make any comment, to just say things in the most bitter manner. And what we got out of it, but what we benefited from it? Did it make anything good for anybody and even for ourselves? It just brings a misery back. We make others miserable around us. So what happiness it brought for us? By making others miserable around us, if we felt happy about it, then that's something very strange. That's some kind of ajeeb behavior. It just brought the same misery back. Because akhlaq, whether it's good or bad, is like a ball. You throw it somewhere, it'll bounce back. Good akhlaq will come back as well, in a good way. And poor character will bring back the same. It'll rebound. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighting this. You want to be safe? Amlik alayka lisanak. Then control your tongue. Because a lot can be achieved with this tongue. But Allah forbid, a lot can be lost with it too. How many people lost their wives with the tongue? They just blurted out the three talaqs. Now the person is cracking out and trying to figure out what to do, and crying here and there. There's nothing that can be done. But it all got lost with the tongue. Because this became a fashion to keep threatening talaq. Anything and everything, keep threatening talaq. It becomes like some weapon. Then now that weapon, you play with that weapon, someday you will fire without even intending to do so. So now you're using it like a weapon, so it's going to fire by mistake someday. Whereas that is a very cowardly thing. It's an extremely cowardly thing. That for every small thing now, somebody is at the edge now, and you're threatening talaq now. And whereas you don't want to do it also, you know that. Put somebody in the box and tell him do it, then he'll realize. But because Allah Ta'ala has vested that authority in, so now it's been used in that manner, in that abusive way, in that oppressive way. But there's a qiyamah coming also. There's a qiyamah coming. So that is what we have to become conscious about. That this is not the be all and end all. We have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. So we want to save our deeds, then we have to do what we have been advised in the Hadith Sharif, in the Quran Sharif, what Allah Ta'ala has given us, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us. So now we want to save our deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, mashallah, the month of Ramadan came, so many khatams of Quran somebody made, so much of Durood Sharif was recited, so many other amal were done, person strove so much, mashallah, in the path of Allah Ta'ala, some other social work a person did, mashallah, Allah accept it all, inshallah. But while the one side of it is to have it accepted, which is also, till we don't reach the end point, we don't know what's the outcome. Can't claim anything for ourselves. That I did this, a person says I won the race. But now he's still somewhere close to the starting point. He's saying I won the race. Or he's still midway, he's saying I won the race. But till you didn't reach the end line, you didn't win nothing. The end line is on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when the announcement is made that you have passed, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُهَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا إِنِّي وَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَا. The person who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand, which will be now the declaration of having passed. Now he'll rejoice and he'll be showing it around like a child has come home with his report which is showing all A's, and now he's so excited and he's running to one person and the other, So what can that child's excitement compare to the excitement of a person who has been given his book of deeds in his right hand? That this is now his ticket to Jannat. But now then, that's the time the race has now been won. But till then, what can we claim? What can we decide for ourselves? Allah forbid, on the way this happens, that much seemed to have been happening, but it's getting lost. Getting lost through the tongue, getting lost through the eyes, getting lost through the other conduct, the poor akhlaq. In the Hadith Sharif, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discusses the pauper of the ummah, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ, we've discussed this Hadith Sharif many times. Do you know who's a pauper? So the Sahaba said, the person who's got no material possession. I'm not talking about that pauper. That today's pauper, tomorrow can be a millionaire also. That comes and goes in dunya. The pauper who's a real pauper is the pauper of the akhirat. The bankrupt person and the pauper of the akhirat. How he became a pauper, Nabi Kareem Salaam first highlights, he will come with mountains of good deeds. وَيَأْتِي بِصَلَاتٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاتٍ, all these huge amount of good deeds he will come having done. Salah, fasting, zakat, etc. But on the other side, وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا, number one on the list, the tongue. That he would come in this condition that he abused people with his tongue. And as a result, and the rest of the things that are mentioned as well, time has already passed. But the first thing mentioned is the abuse of the tongue. And as a result, what? Now all the good deeds will get dished out to all those who he harmed with his tongue, he abused in some other way, whose wealth he usurped, and all the harm and oppression that he caused on earth to people, now they will be given his good deeds. And if there's nothing left to be given, then their sins will be taken and put onto his head. From what? From the tongue. Number one on the list, شَتَمَ هَذَا. And number two is also the tongue, وَقَزَفَ هَذَا. He slandered somebody. So all this is part of the tongue. So while in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, we try to exert ourselves in amal, which we must try and do the more we can. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we use all the time available to try and maximize tilawat of the Quran Sharif, zikr, dua, etc. But this is also a time to make these decisions. As mentioned, our niyat for coming here, together with the niyat of gaining and attaining the virtue of i'tikaf, of fulfilling the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the other various niyats, one of the niyats was our islah. This is what we've come for. Together with everything else, this is what we've come for. And this is what we must take and go from here. Because the amal, as mentioned repeatedly, we can't take all these amal and go, the tarawih salah and the fasting, that will get completed with Ramadan. But we'll have to take taqwa and go. Take our islah along. That will keep us continuing in the way that just as in the month of Ramadan, what is the purpose of increasing tilawat of the Quran Sharif, increasing our amal, increasing dua? What is the ultimate? Is the ultimate just some number? I made so many khatams, I did this, I did that. It's just a number? No, the ultimate is Allah must become pleased. It's not just doing it, but doing it in a way that earns Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That's the ultimate. Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased, then even if somebody's quantity was comparatively little, but because he was trying to really put the quality into it, because he didn't want to recite haphazardly, he didn't want to do it in a way that doesn't earn him the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So his quantity might have been less, but he infused a lot of quality in it. And in the process he earned the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he earned the ultimate. And somebody's quantity might have been plenty, but doing it haphazardly, no care about how things are done, then he didn't reach the ultimate. So the ultimate in all these amal also is to earn Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. But this is not confined to amal. We want to earn Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, so deen is one whole. Deen is not departmentalized. The month of Ramadan, then this is how you conduct yourself. Elsewhere, you do what you want. Deen is a complete package. And part of this is how we live our lives as human beings, how we control our tongues, what is the way we use our eyes, what is our akhlaq. And all this will determine the end result. The combined aspect will determine the end result. Otherwise, mashallah, the salah was there, the fasting was there, the zakat, the hajj, the tilawat. But this part of deen was missing, the akhlaq was missing, the tongue was loose. So what happened? All that got dished out to somebody else. So what was the ultimate? What was the end result? So this is what we've come for. To reflect on all this. And in the time that we have ample free time, spare time. Free time in the sense that out of the ijtimai amal, the combined, the joint programs and so on, we have ample time to dedicate towards reflecting, pondering, meditating upon our condition. So many years of my life have passed. Where am I headed to? If my maut comes tomorrow, comes tonight, am I ready to meet Allah Ta'ala? And what about all these statements I've been making? How much I wiped out and deleted? Now I rather seek forgiveness so that I at least maybe salvage something. Otherwise, what not will happen? All my good deeds will get dished out to somebody else. So now if we don't reflect in this manner, we don't give time to think about it, it'll just be another talk. It'll just be something else we heard, something we spoke, something we went and we filled a slot. Well, now we are in the masjid, we are in itikaf. Where are we going to go from here? So now to occupy the time with something. So we occupied the time. And then after the month of Ramadan, it's like everything is back to square one. Like nothing happened. Yes, something happened, but nothing happened. Then we didn't achieve anything. We've come, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept whatever amal are being done. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to increase it as well. But side by side, and very importantly, to now fit this meditation into it, this reflection upon our own lives, and make these decisions. The decision is not, it doesn't finish off with just deciding that now I need to make a change. Person decides that I need to cure some ailment now. I need to get this problem sorted out, this medical issue sorted out. So mashallah, he made a very good intention. And then he goes to sleep, but he doesn't go to any doctor anywhere, doesn't take any medication. But mashallah, he had a very good intention. So if that intention was enough, then also to just intend that I don't want to be sick anymore, I want to get the shifa inshallah with the will of Allah Ta'ala, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Then we all know what is going to be the outcome. So just as for the physical ailments, for the physical problems, we don't just make a good intention and leave it lying there. Then there is some action with the intention. So likewise with the intention of now correcting ourselves, rectifying our faults, making our akhlaq correct, with that good intention, it must be followed up with action. Then we need to seek somebody's advice. How do I go about getting out of the wrong things? How do I go about adorning myself with the right akhlaq? With that advice, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala has made this the system. With that advice, then inshallah, with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, the path will open out for us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, give me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Beside Durood Sharif. رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر. چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نامہ سیاہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان يا حنان يا منان برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا رب
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. إله العالمين يا الله هو most merciful most gracious most kind most loving الله. إله العالمين يا الله يا الله your countless bounties are showering upon us every moment يا الله يا الله countless bounties in every aspect يا الله. إله العالمين يا الله we survive on your bounty alone يا الله. إله العالمين despite all your countless bounties يا الله Ya Allah, yet we have responded with all the bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we returned it with sin, Ya Allah. With disobedience, Ya Allah. With vice, Ya Allah. With ingratitude, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are most kareem, Ya Allah. You are most forgiving, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, despite all our sins, Ya Allah. Despite our ingratitude, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only have your door to come to, Ya Allah. We have nowhere else to go to, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of all we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret it. Ya Allah, ashamed of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've come back to you, Ya Allah. And we're begging you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us your maghfirat, Ya Allah. You shower your rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat on the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shower your rahmat on the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge we don't deserve anything, Ya Allah. But you are most merciful, Ya Allah. You are most gracious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love forgiving, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. You love forgiving, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon. كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا الله you love forgiving يا الله and your forgiveness is for sinners يا الله. We are the sinners desperately in need of that forgiveness يا الله. Show your maghfirat upon us يا الله. Make us like the day we were born يا الله. Remove all the stains of the sin from us يا الله. All the effects of the sin from us يا الله. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat يا الله. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Infuse your love in every pore of our bodies, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for too long we have been following in the footsteps of shaitan, Ya Allah. All we got was misery, Ya Allah. All we got was disaster, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we continue in this manner, what kind of disaster will await us in the qabr, Ya Allah? What kind of disaster will await us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you save us from that disaster, Ya Allah. Save us from those disasters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Remove us from the footsteps of shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us under the shade of your mercy, Ya Allah. Bring us into your obedience, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, make us the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Enable us to follow 100% deen, Ya Allah. Enable us to follow 100% deen, Ya Allah. Enable us to enter into deen fully, Ya Allah. Enable us to enter into Islam fully, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. For too long we have compartmentalized deen, Ya Allah. For too long we have been doing some things and forgetting some things completely, Ya Allah. We've been doing some things and ignoring other things, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from this, Ya Allah. Enable us to come completely into deen, Ya Allah. 100% enter into Islam, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq of doing all that which pleases you, Ya Allah. Save us from everything that displeases you, Ya Allah.
Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. We are making tawbah from all the vices and sins today, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tawbah from all the sins of the eyes, Ya Allah. The sins of the ears, Ya Allah. The sins of the tongue, Ya Allah. The sins of the hands and feet, Ya Allah. The sins of the heart, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. It is only with Your grace, Ya Allah. It is only with Your grace, Ya Allah, that we've even just, Ya Allah, made the lip service of tawbah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, just with Your favor, Ya Allah, You allowed our tongues to say tawbah, tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts say tawbah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, grant us the reality of tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us make tawbah and nasuh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us istiqamat on tawbah, Ya Allah. Grant us istiqamat on tawbah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we regret all the wrongs we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret all the wrongs we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite all Your bounties, Ya Allah, we blatantly disobeyed You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we disregarded Your commands, Ya Allah. We do some small favor to somebody and he ignores us for one moment and we become so upset we don't receive again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You blessed us with everything and keep blessing us with everything and we've ignored Your commands, Ya Allah. You turned our backs on Your way, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. We completely, Ya Allah, disregarded so many commands of Yours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, but You still didn't starve us, Ya Allah. You didn't blind us, Ya Allah. When we're involved in all the filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with those hands, Ya Allah, pressing haram buttons, You didn't paralyze it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with those feet, we're walking in the direction of sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You didn't paralyze those legs, Ya Allah. You didn't cripple those legs, Ya Allah. You had full qudrat, Ya Allah. And You were watching, Ya Allah. And You knew everything, Ya Allah. And You knew what was in the recesses of our hearts, Ya Allah. And where our eyes were looking, Ya Allah. And what our ears were listening to, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You were fully aware, Ya Allah. And You had full qudrat and have full qudrat, Ya Allah. In that one moment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You could have paralyzed us, Ya Allah. You could have blinded us, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, You are so clement, Ya Allah. You are so merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You gave us more respite, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we're making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of all the wrongs we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're coming back to You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You take us into Your mercy, Ya Allah. You take us into Your mercy, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us Your obedient servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us, Ya Allah, to fulfill all Your commands, Ya Allah. Enable us to perform our 5-time salah with jama'ah, Ya Allah. Till our last breath, Ya Allah. Enable us, we never miss a single salah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Enable us to fulfill all the other laws of deen, Ya Allah. Enable us to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance daily, Ya Allah. Enable us to be forever in Your remembrance and zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all the haram, Ya Allah. Save us from all the sins and vices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You protect us, Ya Allah. You safeguard us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all the evils of gambling, Ya Allah. Of interest, Ya Allah. Of zina, Ya Allah. Of backbiting, Ya Allah. Of, Ya Allah, slander, Ya Allah. Of malice and jealousy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the evils and vices, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, You cleanse our hearts out, Ya Allah. You save us from all these vices and sins, Ya Allah. And everything that You have forbidden, Ya Allah. And everything that You are displeased with, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us Your obedient servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us Your true lovers, Ya Allah. Make us among Your ushaq, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with the quality of ihsan, Ya Allah. Bless us with the nisbat of the awliya siddiqeen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Make us Yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Ya Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Those who are sick in hospitals, Ya Allah. Give them complete afiyat and shifa, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, bring them home with afiyat and complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Those in any kind of difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Those are in financial problems, Ya Allah. Those are in some sorrow and grief, Ya Allah. Whatever the difficulties and hardship, Ya Allah, out of Your grace, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant itminan and sukoon to one and all, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. All those who are suffering oppression anyway in the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. In other parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You show Your special rahmat on them, Ya Allah. Your special rahmat on them. them, Ya Allah. You safeguard them, Ya Allah. You protect them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept the blood of the Shuhada, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the blood of the Shuhada, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of Hidayat spreading, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give Hidayat to the enemies as well, Ya Allah. If Hidayat is not decreed for them, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wipe them out from the face of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring such an azab on them, Ya Allah, that mankind till Qiyamah takes lesson from it, Ya Allah. Allahumma zalzil aqdamahum wa anzil bihim ba'asaka alladhi la tahudduhu anil qawmil mujribin. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت
إله العالمين يا الله يا الله in this مبارك month of Ramadan whatever amal we done, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of our hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it a means of gaining your closeness, Ya Allah. Make it a means of gaining your special qurb, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, whatever time is left in this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, enable us to spend it correctly, Ya Allah. Enable us to spend it in a way that you become pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that you announce the certificate of our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands with this dua, all who asked us to make dua for them, Ilahul Alameen, fulfill each one's jais needs and pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all those who have passed away, Ya Allah. In our families, in the ummah, Ya Allah. You make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Fill their qabars with noor, Ya Allah. Raise their stages in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents who have passed away, Ya Allah. You make their complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant them a special place in Ana Iliyin, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, those of our parents who are alive, Allah, you grant them barakat in their lives, barakat in their health. Ilahul Alameen, give us the tawfiq of earning Jannah through serving them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of spouses, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of families, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite all on the path of Haqq, Ya Allah. On the path that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all that we have asked for, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. What we should have been asking for, Ya Allah, without even asking, grant it to us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.